is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. It's a website that you go to for news and views and kick in some shekels. Let's keep this show going. Also, go to nationalbugle.com. Wow, look at the headlines there. It's new and improved headlines and memes, and a co-certified link. Yes, co-certified. It is the only app that will tell you whether or not your food is kosher certified. It's the only app that does that, that is 100% guaranteed not to be part of a Mossad honey trap. That's important. Can your kosher certification app say the same thing? I think not. Okay. Mark Bancroft, who is also 100% certified not to be a Mossad agent. Welcome to the show.
Well, good to be here. And among many other things, I just wanted to say, first of all, that we can't help anybody if they're involved in a Gentile honey trap. But if you're involved in a Mossad honey trap, we'll do our best. And among many things that I'll get into briefly with the headlines here, Philip Giraldi asks us today at Russia Insider, did pedophile Jeffrey Epstein work for Mossad?
I have the answer to that. Can I guess? Is it yes?
I would suspect that the answer to that is a circumstantial evidence would certainly suggest yes. And, of course, Dr. Giraldi is the individual who also tells us today at the Strategic Culture Foundation that, in fact, your friendly federal government is well-nigh about the business of reading your mail. So this is going beyond the usual neocon Zionist war hawk paranoia when it comes to electronic communications of any type. Apparently the feds are ramping it up now. Bolton is making sure that they're reading your physical mail if, in fact, you're subscribing to something like the Nationalist Times or the American Free Press, or you've received anything from either you or me in the mail recently. You could be in trouble with Bolton and Pompeo and the usual sources. But at any rate, I talk about this a little bit at press television today, talking about airports. And that one is entitled, Mark Dankoff says the war hawk neocons are targeting Iranian, Russian, and Chinese citizens. I go on to emphasize that they are targeting American citizens generally as well.
And which category is that in?
That's under war and foreign policy. We could have put that in other places, but since it appeared, of course, in the context of what appears to be a war hawk neocon ratcheting up of situations at the American airports, we put it under foreign policy. But this is certainly something that comes up as well in some things that we have blogged, including a post that a nice lady named Barbara Boland has for us today at the American Conservative, that also appears in several other locations, talking about the fact that this is indeed going on now at American airports, where Barbara Boland assures us that we are going to be surprised the next time we use the airport at the extent to which American citizens are being put through police state measures above and beyond anything that perhaps they've ever seen before, if in fact they want to travel.
I see at the top of the elections and politics column, Steele dossier Steele dossier fan Isikoff says Russia planted story about Clinton hitman killing Seth Rich. This ties together so many things. Exactly. Isikoff, Clinton hitman, Seth Rich. Okay, so Seth Rich, the guy who was working for the DNC, who very likely was the source of the leaked emails from the DNC, John Podesta, Hillary Clinton, and whatnot. All sorts of really interesting stuff in there. I think that was the source of the email where Hillary Clinton said she knew the money or the weapons from that record sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia, that a lot of the weapons would be going to ISIS. All sorts of stuff there. Seth Rich, we know it had to, well, the FBI never looked at that server, but according to the DNC's own private company that the FBI just accepted their report from, the downrate speed for those files, for those emails, was faster than anything that could have gone through the internet. It had to have gone onto a thumbnail drive just through the computer's hardware because of the speed. So it had to be a leak. It couldn't have been a hack. And Seth Rich was killed. And, you know, he was probably mad at Hillary and the DNC for screwing Bernie Sanders. But Isikoff, you know, Isikoff, I don't know where he first became famous, but he was very much involved with Linda Tripp in the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. And I just wanted to ask two questions. First question, do you think that the Monica Lewinsky thing, you know, with Lucianne Goldberg and Michael Isikoff, do you think that might have been a Mossad operation?
Circumstantial evidence suggests that this Lewinsky thing was a Mossad operation all the way and was designed to compromise Bill Clinton from doing certain things when he was president of the United States that would not necessarily have been to the liking of the Zionist fifth column operating in the United States and elsewhere. There is plenty of information on this on Google if people search it, or if you want to make sure that you find it, given the sanitization of Google that's been going on, courtesy of the usual sources, use a search engine like the Russian Yandex, and probably more of this information will come up. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, comparing the Monica Lewinsky case to this Jeffrey Epstein situation, which the American Conservative has been reporting on, and we have a couple of things up on the big board about that story, yeah. In addition to the news story that Dr. Giraldi has posted for Bausman's Russia Insider on the questions about the possible Epstein link to the Israeli Mossad.
Yeah.
The Epstein story, there's a lot of resemblance.
I just want to ask one more question about that Steele dossier fan, Isikoff. Steele dossier. Okay, so the Steele dossier was supposedly this – these Russians, these evil Russian intelligence people, KGB types, that they engineered Donald Trump to have some sort of weird fling with prostitutes in a Moscow hotel room, and then they filmed it, and they've been using it to keep Donald Trump a pawn of the Russians. I mean, that was the whole narrative. Of course, it's preposterous. That's preposterous. The hostile foreign power using, you know, prostitutes to compromise a president. Okay, what is this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing? You've got this – we've got to call Israel a hostile foreign power. You got Israeli agents who are collecting not just on one person, not just on Donald Trump, but on dozens and hundreds of prominent Americans to compromise them. Why is this not an attack on our democracy?
Well, exactly. And if one looks at the Philip Giraldi piece at Russia Insider today, he starts off by saying that the extent of Israeli spying directed against the United States is a huge story that is only rarely addressed in the mainstream media. Dr. Giraldi goes on to say that the Jewish state regularly tops the list for ostensibly friendly countries that aggressively conduct espionage against the United States. And Jewish American Jonathan Pollard, who was imprisoned in 1987 for spying for Israel, is now regarded as the most damaging spy in the history of the United States. And that is in bold type in this article.
And isn't that according to Caspar Weinberger, the half-Jewish Secretary of Defense at the time? Yeah,
exactly. Weinberger made that statement. Giraldi, of course, is building his case undoubtedly in part in regard to what he is himself as a former CIA station chief and is one who would remember the case that Cap Weinberger made at the time to the extent that he could publicly about the fact that this was the most damaging spy case directed at the United States in history by our big ally Israel, right? And last week, Giraldi reminds us in this current piece that he wrote about how Israeli spies operating more or less freely in the U.S. are rarely interfered with, much less arrested, because there is an unwillingness on the part of upper echelons of government to do so. I cited, says Phil Giraldi, the case of Arnon Milchan. Folks, this is the Jewish film producer who bankrolled Oliver Stone's JFK, which is why there was no reference to the Meyer-Lansky link to the JFK assassination or to some
It wasn't based on Michael Collins Piper's book that pinned everything on Israel.
Michael Collins Piper's book certainly gives us a lot of the greatest details that we know about Arnon Milchan and his link to the usual people that did not want this link of Meyer Lansky and David Ben-Gurion and Dimona and their links in turn to James Jesus Angleton and in turn to mob syndicate operator Havana and CIA figures who were linked up with these mobsters who in turn were linked in official investigations down the road many years after the Warren Commission report of 1964 to the death of Kennedy. But Arnon Milchan, Phil Giraldi reminds us, and all this is available if we look simply in public sources, Milchan had a secret life as a billionaire Hollywood movie producer that included stealing restricted technology in the United States to enable development of Israel's nuclear weapons program, something that was very much against U.S. interests. Might have something to do with the fact that Oliver Stone's movie JFK doesn't cover this angle that Michael Collins Piper does.
Okay, I just want to make sure that this point gets emphasized. So the very person who was involved in, I guess, in the early 1960s, stealing nuclear material, was it from one of those research reactors in Pennsylvania, like Apollo
NUMEC,
or whatever?
It was in Apollo, Pennsylvania. The acronym for the plant is NUMEC. Grant Smith at IRMEP.com or .org. Grant Smith, whose website is a tremendous repository of information on that particular aspect of Israeli spying against the United States. Check out Grant Smith's source on this. It has all the details right there.
So the very guy who was involved in stealing this nuclear material for the Israel's nuclear bomb, which JFK was trying to prevent Israel from having a nuclear bomb, the very person involved in it, then a couple decades later funds a film that tries to, as I recall, the storyline of that film was it the Johnson and the CIA shot Kennedy because he wanted to withdraw from Vietnam, like a totally different story, right?
Yeah, part of that. And then, of course, the interesting thing about the Oliver Stone film JFK, financed by Israeli spy and Israeli nuclear spy Arnon Milchan, who is now a billionaire Hollywood movie producer, this had grains of truth. That movie, the Stone movie, did in regard to the activities of Guy Bannister and Lee Harvey Oswald operating out of 544 Camp Street in New Orleans, and the false legend created for Oswald as a Marxist agitator with the Fair Play for Cuba Committee in New Orleans, and all of these other things. There were definite links of the JFK assassination made by Oliver Stone to certain things that would in turn link in to what we believe to be the real story of what happened to Kennedy. But all of the real elements of the real story were clearly sanitized from the Oliver Stone movie, and those links could not possibly have been presented as a very, very plausible scenario of why the president was really killed, because the financier, Arnon Milchan, the financier of that movie, was himself involved big time, along with Bibi Netanyahu, in those NUMEC Apollo, Pennsylvania nuclear materials thefts. Milchan isn't about to finance a movie that gets into his own now revealed role as an Israeli spy against the United States. And interestingly enough, Giraldi goes on to highlight in black print in this Russian insider story on Jeff Epstein, the pedophile, possibly being a Mossad man, that Milchan has never been arrested by the United States government or even questioned about his illegal activity, which was well known to the authorities, is just one more manifestation of the effectiveness of Jewish power in Washington, D.C., but a far more compelling case involving possible espionage with major political manifestations has now resurfaced. And, of course, Giraldi then goes on to discuss a billionaire financier of Wall Street, in this case, Jeffrey Epstein, the very Jewish billionaire Wall Street financier, who has now been arrested and charged with operating a quote-unquote vast network of underage girls for sex, operating out of his mansions in New York City and Florida, as well as his private island in the Caribbean, referred to by visitors as Orgy Island. Some have referred to it, of course, as Pedophile Island. And among other high-value associates, it is claimed that Epstein was particularly close to Bill Clinton, who flew dozens of times on Epstein's private 727. Mm-hmm. Now, Trump has also been linked to Epstein, perhaps in a less direct way, but the media chooses to emphasize the Trump connection
right,
to de-emphasize the Clinton connection to Epstein, which is far more damning of the two very serious situations.
Yeah.
And now, of course, Alexander Acosta, the top federal prosecutor in Miami, who arranged a very convenient sweetheart deal for Epstein so that he avoided what he should have gotten in terms of the federal courts. Acosta, the top federal prosecutor in Miami at the time, that's a very convenient place to be located in terms of these long-time historic links to people that were involved with the real people that killed Kennedy 56 years ago. Acosta is no longer, as of this morning, our labor secretary under Trump. He's chosen to resign because of all of these questions about this rather secret deal with Epstein and that are now surfacing.
Before we go too much further, I just want to ask you. So we have Epstein, the financier, although he only worked in that hedge fund for like 4 years or something. And then this Arnon Milchan, who's like a Hollywood financier or something. I mean, where did they really get this money from? What are the odds that it's just money coming from the state of Israel, which of course ultimately comes from the U.S. taxpayers in a lot of, you know, to an extent, and it's just fed to them, and maybe it's, you know, goes through some financial channels to, in effect, launder it. Do you think, I mean, they're just being pumped straight with money from the state of Israel? Does that sound plausible?
It sounds plausible. I don't have the evidence in front of me, but these are certainly lines of investigation that need, as Giraldi has pointed out in this latest piece for Russia Insider, need to be examined very closely. And when we start looking at this story, and I don't know how close we are to the first break, but we'll want to get into the story of Mike Pompeo's appearance with John Hagee and Christians United for Israel at a Christian Zionist gala in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Where's Mr. Hagee's money coming from? And even the Wall Street Journal can't get to the bottom of all of his 501c3 organizations and where the funding is coming from. That is clearly a multi-million dollar affair, believed to be at least $150 million a year.
Well, we've got our hands full. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are back. We are back. The internet's leading non-kosher certified, non-pedophile Mossad honeypot, whatever, spy ring linked show on the internet. So, Mark, I have a question for you.
Another question.
All right. So here we are in the current year, and we've got a presidential election going on with the Democrats going just full anti-white, full cultural Marxist. You've got that going on. You've got, the feminists who are just fresh off of their Me Too, big Me Too thing. And they kind of went off the reservation attacking all of these, Jewish perverts, right? And so you've got that. And you've got the anti-Trump people who will probably seize on the Trump angle of this Jeffrey Epstein thing, making it hard to bury. Is this the type of thing that could just bring down the whole house of cards?
There are several other articles, which I believe are on our big board, which suggest this very sort of thing. I'm trying to remember. I think they were both on the American Conservative, if we look at our big board. One has been written by W. James Antle. There's another one up there written by another TAC author, I believe, that suggests that very angle, that this could be a situation where the progressive left and the real right, the populist right unite in total fury against a central government that has this corruption on both sides of the aisle.
I'm going to butt in just one second. Is this the type of thing that is going to get people asking, like people out in public, normie people asking, what the heck are the Israelis doing trying to compromise all of our leaders? What the heck's going on here?
Well, that starts getting into some of our some of the things that are so obvious about the Jewish running of American foreign policy, Jewish Zionist running of American foreign policy, and all of these miserable wars in the Middle East that the polls now suggest the American public is turning against. So if we get into the what we've posted online in regard to the Pew Research Foundation poll, which now tells us that two-thirds of American veterans are saying that these Iraq and Afghanistan wars were not worth the effort. We've got a significant element in the U.S. military, apparently active duty, and recently retired, many of whom have been serving in these miserable wars since the first Bush war in the Middle East in 1992, that are now completely questioning the rationale for ever having done this to begin with. And at the same time, we have an increasing percentage of the American public across the board, according to the Pew Research Foundation, that is questioning this in similar numbers and percentages. With this in mind, if we add such horrible things as the Epstein case, where that could lead, and this gets back to what we haven't covered yet in the Giraldi article, this could start unraveling things in regard to the whole Bolton-Pompeo game plan to involve the United States in a preemptive war against Iran on behalf of Israel and the Israeli lobby in the United States. This could also blow up in the face of some of these Christian Zionist loudmouths, fat man John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio, who heads up this so-called Christians United for Israel organization. When Mr. Hagee, who has been a past ADL Man of the Year award recipient, suddenly is confronted by hopefully what will eventually be a more discerning public in regard to how it is that he's so proud of getting these awards from Jewish organizations that support a culturally Marxist left organization, and attack people like me on the right for pointing out that Jews have had a disproportionate role to play, pro-Zionist Jews especially have had a disproportionate role to play in the promotion of pornography, LGBTQ, and abortion on demand in the United States. We keep hammering that theme home so that hopefully we will begin to expose the totally unnatural relationship. You want to get into something that's awfully queer awfully queer, folks? Examine the totally unnatural relationship that exists between Christian conservatives who have been bought off by this dispensational premillennial eschatological heresy of the 19th century of John Nelson or Darby, that was later codified in the Scofield Reference Bible. This has brought these same people into an unquestioning relationship with these Israeli warmongers who conduct espionage operations against the United States on a regular basis, gotten us into these worthless wars, whose circumstances would suggest we're not only involved in what can be absolutely proven at this juncture, things like the Pollard spy case and the new mech nuclear materials theft of Apollo in Apollo, Pennsylvania, not too long after Kennedy was assassinated. If this starts getting into questions both about the circumstances of the death of the 35th president of the United States, as well as a Mossad angle to things like Lewinsky and Epstein, these guys are sweating.
All right, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. And we are back. So much going on. Where do we go from here?
Perhaps the first thing we ought to do is finish up with this Giraldi article so that people can understand how damning this is to the Zionist element potentially in the United States, working through both Trump and Bill Clinton and plenty of people on Capitol Hill. Let me just run through this a little bit before we maybe get into Barbara Boland's embarrassing expose of Mike Pompeo cheerleading for John Hagee the other night at a Christian rally in Washington, D.C. We might ask what any sitting Secretary of State of the United States is doing appearing in such a forum. And then, of course, this whole issue of Reza Pahlavi's doings on a Saudi-backed, Saudi-financed radio network recently may provide some interesting suggestive links. And all of this just goes on and on. But as far as the Giraldi, Russia insiders suggesting that Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire Wall Street financier.
Can I just chip in one more thing?
Sure.
Christians United for Israel, because Pompeo was there. What the heck was he doing there? It's so misnamed because the organization was founded by David Brog, the first cousin of former Israeli and perhaps future Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak. He led it from its founding up until a year ago, and now he's passed it on to co-executive directors, Mrs. Hagee, and then some Jewish lady named, what's her name? I don't know, some Jewish lady named Sherry Dollinger. So
interesting. Okay, Prog is now with the Maccabee Task Force. That's his current employer, apparently. And David Brog has heavyweight links historically, folks, both to George Bush, but more significantly, perhaps, to Arlen Specter, Mr. Single Bullet Theory architect for the Warren Commission version of the assassination of John
Later
Kennedy.
Later senator from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. Then all of this gets very interesting, doesn't it? As we continue to see how all of these coincidences over the years pointing in all of these different directions with all of these links and cross associations and money trails keep popping up. Well, at any rate, Acosta today is Labor Secretary under Trump for his insider role while being a federal prosecutor in Miami and covering up for Epstein. But let's listen to this Giraldi thing just a little bit more today, because I think our listeners will be able to look at everything else that's on our big board and start connecting some dots. Giraldi tells us, Philip Giraldi does, that Epstein's crimes are carried out in his $56 million Manhattan mansion and in his Oceanside villa in Palm Beach, Florida. Both residences were equipped with hidden cameras and microphones in the bedrooms with which Epstein reportedly used to record his sexual encounters between his high-profile guests and underage girls, many of whom came from poor backgrounds, who were recruited by procurers to engage in what was euphemistically described as massages for money. Robert Kraft, of course, is not mentioned in this article, but this big-time pro-Zionist, pro-Israeli lobby contributor Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots in the National Football League, who seems to love Chinese massage parlors down there in Florida. Be interesting to see if Kraft turns up in any of these Epstein films, wouldn't it, folks? Anyway, that's my editorial there. Epstein apparently hardly made any effort, according to Phil Giraldi, to conceal what he was up to. His airplane was called the Lolita Express. Now, this is where we get into some of the issues you've raised on the air here, Dr. Slattery. Giraldi says the Democrats are calling for an investigation of the Epstein affair, as well as the resignation of Acosta. Now they've achieved that, folks, as of this morning. But they might well wind up regretting their demands. Trump, the real target of the Acosta fury, apparently did not know about the details of the plea bargain that ended the Epstein court case. Bill and Hillary Clinton were, however, very close associates of Epstein. Flew on the Lolita Express at least 26 times and could plausibly be implicated in the pedophilia given his track record and relative lack of conventional morals.
And I wonder if Hillary was engaging in any of this shenanigans with the young girls.
Who knows? Maybe she and Monica Lewinsky have a connection we don't know about yet. I mean, who knows? On many of the trips, sorry, folks, many of the trips, Bill refused Secret Service escorts. It's a guess, Secret Service agents, but Giraldi says escorts. Maybe that has a double meaning. I don't know. Who would have been witnesses of any misbehavior? On one lengthy trip to Africa in 2002, folks, according to Phil Giraldi, our ex-CIA chief, station chief, Bill and Jeffrey Epstein were accompanied by accused pedophile actor Kevin Spacey and a number of young girls, scantily clad, quote-unquote, employees identified only as massage, quote-unquote. Getting nervous out there, Mr. Kraft? That's my editorial remark. Epstein was also a major contributor to the Clinton Foundation and was present at the wedding of Chelsea Clinton in 2012. Now,
exactly the type of person you'd want at your daughter's wedding.
Well, that's right. I mean, how moving, right? But then Giraldi reminds us we will be fair, just as Dr. Giraldi is always fair, folks. By the way, he's got some great other posts out there on our big board that relate to the American dollar, that relate to American mail surveillance directed at American citizens, directed at all of the fraudulent stuff that the war party has underway. So this guy's a terrific and very, very talented source on a variety of different fronts. But he goes on to say here, with an election year coming up, the Democrats would hardly want the public to be reminded of Bill's exploits, but one has to wonder where and how deep the investigation might go. There is also a possible Donald Trump angle. Though Donald may not have been a frequent flyer on the Lolita Express, he certainly moved in the same circles as the Clintons and Epstein in New York and Palm Beach. Plus, he is, by his own words, roughly as amoral as Bill Clinton. In June of 2016, one Katie Johnson, and there's a link there that Dr. Giraldi gives us, and Katie Johnson filed a lawsuit in New York claiming that she had been repeatedly raped by Trump at an Epstein gathering in 93 when she was 13 years old. In a 2002 New York Magazine interview, Trump, who's now saying other things to the New York Times, said then, "I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It's even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it, Jeffrey enjoys his social life," unquote. Now, as we continue reading, keep in mind that a former CIA station chief, folks, is telling us these things. The Epstein thing, he tells us, has all of the earmarks of a major espionage case possibly tied to Israel. Unless Epstein is an extremely sick pedophile who enjoys watching films of other men, pardon the language here, but it's in the article, other men, S-C-R-E-W-I-N-G, 12-year-old girls, the whole filming procedure smacks of a sophisticated intelligence service compiling material to blackmail prominent politicians and other public figures. Those blackmailed would undoubtedly, in most cases, cooperate with the foreign government involved to avoid a major scandal. It is called recruiting, quote-unquote, agents of influence. That's how intelligence agencies work, says former CIA station chief Phil Giraldi. It's what they do. But listen to this, folks. That Epstein was perceived as being intelligence-linked was made clear in Acosta's comments when being cleared by the Trump transition team. Acosta was asked, "Is the Epstein case going to cause a problem for confirmation hearings?" Acosta explained breezily, apparently, that back in the day, he'd had just one meeting on the Epstein case. He'd cut the non-prosecution deal with one of Epstein's attorneys because he had, quote-unquote, been told to back off, that Epstein was above his pay grade. Quote, "I was told," said Acosta, "I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone," unquote.
Intelligence, but who's intelligence?
Yeah, and of course, questions about his wealth, says Giraldi. Epstein's wealth also suggests a connection with a secretive government agency with deep pockets. The New York Times has a major quote on this itself. Exactly what Epstein's money management operation did was cloaked in secrecy, as were most of the names of whomever he did it for. He claimed to work for a number of billionaires, but the only known major client was Leslie Wexner. That's a name for our further research. Leslie Wexner, W-E-N-E-R, the billionaire founder of several retail chains, including The Limited.
The Limited, which I believe that includes Victoria's Secret.
Yes.
Which would kind of fit into this whole storyline.
Yes. And as Giraldi tells us, that the CIA and the Russian FSB service are not above recruiting a guy like Epstein, but they would have had no motive, says Giraldi, for acquiring an agent like him. That leaves Israel, says Phil Giraldi, which would have been eager to have a stable of high-level agents of influence in Europe and the United States. Now listen to this, folks. This is where Gordon Maxwell's book on Robert Maxwell, the British media mogul, assassinated by the Mossad, by the way, on the orders of Yitzhak Shamir. That's a long story. If you read the book written by Gordon Thomas and a BBC author on Robert Maxwell, it'll give you all the details. But Giraldi tells us as Epstein's contact with the Israeli intelligence service may have plausibly come through his associations with Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, Ghislaine allegedly was the server of and key procurer of young girls for Epstein. Ghislaine.
That's Robert Maxwell's daughter.
Yes, and by the way, Robert Maxwell murdered on the Lady Ghislaine ship that he had floating off the Canary Islands of Spain while he was waiting to receive monies that he had stolen from his employees' media pension fund and had loaned to the Israeli Mossad, by the way. Ghislaine is the daughter of Robert Maxwell, who died or possibly was assassinated in mysterious circumstances in 1991. Maxwell was an Anglo-Jewish businessman, very cosmopolitan in profile, like Epstein, a multimillionaire who was very controversial with what were regarded as ongoing ties to Mossad. After his death, Maxwell was given a state funeral by Israel, in which six serving and former heads of Israeli intelligence listened while Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir eulogized, "He has done more for Israel than can today be said." There's a picture of Trump with Robert Maxwell here in this article. But all of the black book identifying the social contacts of Jeffrey Epstein are in the hands of investigators, folks. It lists personal phone numbers: Donald Trump, his ex-wife, his daughter, his current wife. It includes Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia, Tony Blair, John Huntsman, Senator Ted Kennedy, Henry Kissinger, David Koch, Ehud Barak, Alan Dershowitz, John Kerry, George Mitchell, David Rockefeller, Richard Branson, Michael Bloomfield, Dustin Hoffman, Queen Elizabeth, Saudi King Salman.
Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah, let's see. This is Michael Bloomfield. It must be a different guy, unless there's a misprint. Queen Elizabeth and Saudi King Salman, who is currently financing an Iranian front radio station that Reza Pahlavi has been appearing on, and we'll take a look at that maybe before the end of the hour, and Edward de Rothschild. So, folks, get into this and start asking questions. The original story was run by the American Herald Tribune, which is the internationalized version of the New York Times and the Washington Post. This is big stuff, folks. Coming to us from Phil Giraldi and Charles Bousman of Russia Insider put me onto it this morning.
Hey, you know who used to write for the Herald Tribune? Or I guess it was at the time called the New York Tribune.
Who?
Karl Marx.
He was Karl Marx. Hey, there you go. Well, at least Karl Marx is one communist Jew who's off the hook, because he couldn't possibly have known Epstein. He was dead. But so for a change, we have to let Karl Marx off the hook on a one-time only basis in regard to any direct link to Jeffrey Epstein, folks.
Wow. And what a rogues gallery. John Huntsman, he was was he the governor of Utah for a while? He ran for president.
His name might become John Hunted Man if the feds take this thing in some really interesting investigatory direction.
Currently the American ambassador to Moscow. I don't know, as far as I know, he's doing an okay job there.
Same guy. Hey. Boy, this leads in all kinds of interesting directions, doesn't it? Folks, this is why, if you look at our big board, we have stuff up there from the American Conservative, including something from Michael Warren Davis entitled, "Welcome to the Hellfire Club." And like Dr. Philip Giraldi, Michael Warren Davis links Epstein to both Clinton and Trump. And Davis said, "Our elites cavorted with a pedophile, almost certainly aware of what he was up to. This is how revolutions begin." And folks, if we need a revolution, and you can well nigh conclude that we need a revolution, you can't look at any of this stuff that involves the disproportionate Jewish links to this kind of domestic, governmental, illegal corruption and not look at the foreign policy side of all of this as it relates to things like Ms. Pompeo's circus appearance with John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio and Christians United for Israel in Washington, D.C., where Pompeo delivered what is arguably among the most outrageous things that have ever been said in public by a Secretary of State of the United States.
Yeah, I think the fact that, okay, it involves, you know, the whole young girl sex aspect, so it's going to be, you know, it's going to attract attention for that reason. There are people who are going to want to try to ride it, you know, people in the cable news networks who are going to want to ride it to President Trump somehow, but I think that would backfire. But they'll do it anyway. There's the whole the feminist thing, the Me Too thing. There are so many angles why people would want to ride this, and I don't think it's a story that's going to go away easy. I don't think they can bury it easily.
Agreed.
And it's got so much potential because it you know, it shows one of the ways that Israel is completely attacking our democracy. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to the show. That is Radio Pyongyang, North Korean opera. And North Korea might be a crazy country, but do North Koreans have to walk around and say, "What the heck are the Israelis doing compromising our leaders?" I don't think they have to do that. Now, tell me about what was going on at this Christians United for Israel conference that Pompeo spoke at.
Well, I'm going to summarize that and summarize what Press TV and several other outlets have run. on the link between Reza Pahlavi, the son of the Shah, and an Iranian resistance radio station that, curiously, we now discover is being financed by Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia, the guy who had Adnan Khashoggi killed. We'll cover both of those stories in the several remaining minutes that we have. Folks, take a look at the big board. Barbara Bolin from the American Conservative. Holy War, Mike Pompeo preaches to pro-Israel Christian confab. Folks, I'll simply say this. We need to ask people like Mike Pompeo and Mike Pence and our friend Franklin Graham of Decision Magazine, how it is that Pompeo gets such a positive press in being linked up to all of the spy case figures that we have talked about, all of these espionage operations against the United States that these pro-Israel Zionist types have been at for many, many decades now, not to mention getting our kids involved in all of these Israeli-linked wars. But it even goes beyond that. Fat Man John Hagee of the Christians United for Israel and, of course, Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio, we need to ask him about the Mike Pompeo links to the LGBTQ movement officially through official State Department channels in operations directed at Russia and the Ukraine and Moldova and Georgia. All of this is available if you look at some of the things that I have written about, including my most recent post to Russia Insider, calling for Americans to engage in mass resistance against the LGBTQ culture of death. There are links in that article that expose Mr. Pompeo's official activities on behalf of LGBTQ as the Secretary of State of the United States. How is it that he is suddenly this godly man appearing at Fat Man John Hagee's warlike Christians United for Israel event? And Pompeo, among other things, was pulling out the usual tired refrains from the Book of Esther to talk about how it is that in terms of the liberation and protection of Jews in ancient Persia through this the activities of Queen Esther and her cousin Mordecai with Xerxes, that all of a sudden this is now being applied to a contemporary situation that has nothing to do with either the Israel of the Old Testament or the Israel of God in the New Testament, which is the confessing Church of Christ. And how is it that these wars being fought for a foreign power that is very linked in its domestic lobby in the United States as well as internationally to LGBTQ subversion of anti-Zionist countries, how is any of this Christian? We need to ask John Hagee and company about that. And take a look at what we said on Press TV today. Bin Salman hires Reza Pahlavi, the son of the Shah, to divide Iranians. Reza is against the MEK, he says, but the Saudis are financing Reza as well as financing the MEK. The comedy continues, folks. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for coming on, Mark. It's been great. We look forward to you coming back next week. And I'll be back next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic.